All right. Today is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. This is a weekly Wednesday conference call. Hey, if you guys haven't done it already, do me a favor and mute your cell phone. Everybody, mute your phone. Okay, I just muted everybody for you. There we go. All right, my name is Adam Yetter. I'm excited to lead this call. Today we're going to hear from a top producer and learn key ideas that we can use to run our businesses more effectively and more consistently. But first, some good news. This career is a marathon. It's not a sprint, as we've all heard before. When an agent produces 250 gross units or more in three consecutive weeks, he or she is on a string. So I want to recognize some people that are currently on some strings. Michael Behera down in Corpus Christi is currently on a five-week string. Feb Taylor in Houston is on a seven-week string. Jerry Morales is currently on an eight-week string. Davis Bowling is currently on a 12-week string. And Cesar Perez in San Antonio, Texas, our fearless leader, he's on a 17-week string. So for 17 weeks consecutively, Cesar has produced more than 250 units each week. So that's fantastic. This job is truly a marathon. It's not a sprint. So consistency is the key. All right, so let me introduce our guest speaker. This speaker is about 13 weeks into our business. In those 13 weeks, he's written three Eagles. So he's produced 10 apps or 500 units or more three separate times. He's written about 3,500 net units in his first 13 weeks. He's currently on a five-week string. This person has also field-trained three new agents since he began working with us. And he's personally hired two new agents, one of which is currently in sales school this week. So the man I'm speaking of, his name is Michael Behera. We lovingly refer to him as Trash Man. And I'm going to ask him a little bit about his background. Mike, are you on the call? I know he's on the call. Let's see. Mike, use *6 to unmute yourself. See if that'll work.
There, how's that, Adam?
There we go. I can hear you now. Good deal. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for being on the call. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this off. So I just want to hear some of your ideas on your success and what's worked for you. So, but first, let me ask you this. What were you doing before you were selling insurance, Mike?
I was working at a landfill crushing garbage.
Oh, I see. So I guess that's how we came up with your nickname,
yeah.
The Trash Man.
Yeah, I worked for Republic Services.
How long did you do that?
5 years.
Okay. And so when you came on board with Family Heritage, did you quit doing that, or had you quit doing that already and you were looking for work, or how did that work?
Yeah, I had had my fill. I was working about a 70-80 hour work week, you know, from dark to dark every day. So the quality of life just wasn't what I wanted.
I understand. So how are you recruited?
Right now I'm using Career Builder and Craigslist, and then
how are you recruited? Yeah.
Oh, I answered an email ad myself in Career Builder.
You answered an email ad?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So why did you decide to come on board with Family Heritage?
Well, when I went to the interview, you guys were having a train war over here in Corpus Christi. And I was just really impressed by the caliber of people I met there. And then the level of professionalism that you showed me. And then once you demoed me the product, I was sold on it. I mean, we have a great product. It just seems like it's just easy to do.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, hey, I'm trying to pull up results real quick. For the first couple of weeks when you started, I believe that you sold, I think, one or two policies your first week out of sales school, and then a couple of policies the second week out of sales school. And I think it was your third week that you produced business that you really busted loose. Is that right?
Yeah. About my third week is when I really started getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to pull up these results while we're talking. But, well, let me ask you this, Mike. What really helped you to bust loose?
Basically, field training with Royce Ledbetter, and then I went and field trained with you, Adam. You guys helped me to relax and put my own personality into it, and I just bought 100% in, and it's been pretty natural since.
Okay. Was there anything – okay, here I have the results right here. So it was one policy your first week, three policies your third week, two policies your third week, and then nine policies your fourth week in the business, and that was your first eagle. And then actually you followed that up by writing another eagle your fifth week. So were you doing anything different your third, fourth, fifth week that you hadn't been doing previously, or what do you feel like was the change in your production?
I think I finally just got comfortable with what we talk about and what we're doing. And, of course, my hours, I have a pretty good work ethic. So I was putting quite a few hours into it and just stuck with it. And he kept telling me if you pay the system pays you. And that's pretty much what happened.
That's true. Tell me about your schedule then. You mentioned the hours that you worked. What was your schedule like when you first started?
I was doing about 10 to 12 hours a day.
So starting at what time, ending at what time?
Yeah, I'd start at about 9, and I'd end at 8 or 9 at night. I made sure I wouldn't quit until I did at least 40 approaches a day, minimum.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you feel like that attributed to your success?
Yeah, numbers game, yes, for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. So looking forward, man, what's your vision for the future?
Well, I want to teach more people what we do. I want to build people from the ground up, kind of like I was, you know, someone with no experience with sales whatsoever, and just somebody that has a desire like I have to be the best at what we do.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this, and this can be a personal answer, mm-hmm. as personal as you want it to be. Why do you work with Family Heritage?
I like the personal freedom, and actually I have a goal of I want to own a ranch with a nice big house and room for all my family. And that's basically what I'm after, just a much better quality of life. I'm happy now. I love it.
Right on. Okay. Do you have any tips for anybody that's just starting out, somebody that's new?
What was that?
Do you have any tips for someone that's just starting out, somebody that's new to the business?
Yes. Put the time in. Go to work. Get yourself out of bed. Start at 9, work until at least 7 or 8 at night, and it'll just come to you. You'll learn to love what we do.
Okay. What about, I know that obviously you're about 3 or 4 months into the business, but from the experience that you do you have any tips for someone that's more experienced?
Yeah, actually, when you're training somebody, make sure you give it your best, and you have to remember, they're going to be a reflection of you. So put everything you got into it.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Mike. If you could do it all over again and you could start over, what would you do differently?
I would have gotten a lot more referrals from all the people I've talked to.
Why do you say that?
Because my goal is to build 500 referrals so I could get a little bit off of cold calling, because currently that's what I'm doing, is all cold calling. And occasionally I'll hit a business to get practice. But I know the referrals are, you know, that's what gives us our sustainability at this career.
Good deal. What do you feel like you do especially well that's really helping you be successful? Is there anything that you feel like you do particularly well?
Yeah, I'm really good at pushing people to become the best that they can possibly be. Work, their personal life, maybe even their spiritual life. Right now, my first recruit was Dave, and I just feel like I owe him everything I know, just like you and Royce did for me. So I'm just trying to do everything possible to make him better than me.
Sure, man. Cool. Do you have anything else that you want to share with the group?
Not really.
Man of a million words.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of quiet.
Let's see if anybody has any questions for you. Group, you guys can press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. If you guys have any questions for Mike, let them rip. I'll give you about 15 seconds, and then I'm going to move on.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. You know, you said pretty much the key to everything is just your work ethic, 10 hours a day, hard work. What do you kind of use as a goal when it is not 40 calls and it is already 8 o'clock or you're not out early? What's your main drive to make sure that you keep doing that amount of effort?
I just basically base my day on, like you said, if I can't get the 40 calls, I'll go until I'm just too tired to go anymore, pretty much, or until it gets too late, like 9 or 10.
So it's just not an option for you to not, I mean, do you work on like the two out of three things? You're either going to hit 10 hours, 40 calls, or three sales, or I mean, if you're not hitting one of it, you're not quitting. Is that how you do it, or?
Well, I have a lot of focus on units. So, I mean, my goal is to consistently eagle every single week. I want that to be my norm. I don't want the green out to be my norm at all. Like my goal every single week is at least an eagle. So I know if I don't keep at it, I'm going to have to work Saturday and Sunday too, which happens quite often to me.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, that's had a question for you. You said one of your recruits that you are currently training, you said that you're doing, everything for him to make him the best that he can be. Can you just tell me a little bit about, like, the process and, things that you've done for him?
I made sure to bring him out and follow me. I think he has about 6 days in the field with me. I make sure I make contact with him every night. We go over his clothes. We go over his demo at least once a week. I make sure all his paperwork's in order. I check over all his applications. And that's really about it. I just do the best I can for him. If he needs any advice, he knows, and he's pretty comfortable to come to me and ask me anything. So it's going really well so far. He had his best day ever yesterday. I think he ended up with something like 220 units for one day. So I'm pretty proud of that, pretty proud of him.
Yo, Mike, it's Nate.
Hey, what's up, Nate?
Hey, man, I was going to ask you, what helped you turn the corner on that fifth week? I mean, was it just the comfortability of doing the demo over and over and over again, or do you think it was something else?
That was part of it. I just have extreme determination. I have a desire. I want to be the best. I want to look in that Legends magazine, and I want to be a legend. It's just a goal I have. I mean, my hunger for success is just like John was talking about at the last trade more. I want to be successful more than I want to breathe. I really do.
Right on.
All right, I guess that's it. Well, hey, Mike, I really appreciate you taking time, man, speaking with us. Guys, the reason I had Mike on the call is because he's a great example of a triple threat. He's a great example of someone that, was looking for a career and was willing to work hard to achieve the goals that he had for himself. And he found a really, really good fit with us and our family here at Family Heritage. And he's leading from the front. He's in the field consistently. You can hear it. There's really no big secret to his success other than he just does what he's taught. He was taught to work, between 8 and 10 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week to start this business. And that's exactly what he's done. And it's produced great results. And so he's very consistent with his production. He's leading by example. He's helping train people, and he's already hired two people too. So that's the reason I wanted to have him on the call. He's a great example of what all of us could really need to be aspiring to do. And I think that Mike continuing on the path that he's on now really will be in that Legend publication very shortly. I have no doubt of it in my mind. So thanks again for talking to us, Mike. I really appreciate that. All right,
no, thank you.
Couple of administrative things. Guys, I want to make sure and just reiterate that everybody on this call logs their work stats into the pbfirm.com website every night. That's a huge investment that has been made to give us that capability. I really feel like a lot of the new agents that work with us really don't appreciate the kind of support that we get with Pinnacle. There's just a lot of sales organizations around the country that don't have the same kind of support that we have. So take advantage of that. Make sure that you make a decision to log your stats in on a daily basis. And I forgot about it, or I didn't remember to. Those just aren't good excuses. just make a decision to do it every single day, get in the habit of doing it. Whether you worked or you didn't, whether you hit your goals or you didn't, you need to put your stats in every single day to the website. It's going to help you hold yourself accountable to the goals that you set so you don't let yourself off the hook. The last thing I want to do, if you guys have a pen and paper, I want you to write something down. I have a book that I'd like to suggest to everyone. I've been reading it recently. It's actually a pretty short read, but it's a phenomenal book. I have nothing but good things to say about it. It's done a lot of good things for me in my business, so I wanted to share it with you. The book is called Take the Stairs. Take the Stairs, and the author is Rory Vaden. That's R-O-R-Y-V-A-D-E-N, Rory Vaden. So if you guys want to take an action step from this conference call and either order the book on Amazon.com or pick it up from a bookstore, I would definitely encourage you to do that. So other than that, guys, I want to keep this conference call pretty short. It's Wednesday. We've all got goals that we needed this week, and I want to let everybody get in the field. So I'm going to wrap it up. That's it. Adam Yetter signing off. Have a good week, guys.
I would like to note that Mike's name is already in the list of the book under Fast Start.
Thanks, Rick.